All right, get ready to dive deep, folks, because today we're talking intertenancy walls.
You know those barriers between you and your neighbors in apartments or townhouses?
Yeah,
Like, got this. They're a lot more important than you might think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
More than just, like, keeping the noise down?
It's about more than just noisy neighbors.
Okay.
This is a legal battleground.
What?
It is.
A legal battleground? Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah. So we got some fascinating articles from Build Magazine and a stack of acoustic reports on different wall systems. So
okay.
Basically, we're going to take a deep dive into what makes a good wall great and why it matters so much.
Okay. So starting right at the beginning.
Yeah.
What exactly are we talking about when we say intertenancy walls?
Right. So an intertenancy wall, or ITW,
okay,
is basically the official border between two countries.
Mm-hmm.
Except these countries are your apartment and your neighbors.
Right.
And just like with any border, there are rules.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to things like fire safety and, yeah, keeping the noise down.
So it's not just about stopping your neighbor from, like, blasting their music at 2 a.m.
Not just that.
There are actual laws governing these walls.
Absolutely. And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
You see, in New Zealand, we don't even have a consistent name for these walls, let alone a comprehensive set of rules like the UK's Party Wall Act.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The UK has a whole act just for walls.
They do. It's called the Party Wall Act.
Wow. Sounds like they take their neighborly peace very seriously.
They do.
But hang on, if we don't even have a proper name for these walls, how can there be laws about them?
Well, it's a bit of a gray area,
okay,
which is precisely where the potential for conflict comes in.
Okay.
Even legally, it's often unclear where the exact boundary lies within the wall itself.
So, like, where does my apartment end and my neighbors begin inside the wall?
It's like owning a slice of cake where the frosting represents the wall.
Okay. I like that analogy.
It's shared, but where does your slice end and your neighbors begin?
Right.
It can get tricky.
Yeah, this is making me nervous.
Yeah, and this is why treating the whole wall as a shared entity is key to avoiding disputes.
Okay, got it. So no, like, going rogue and knocking down half the wall without a serious conversation with the neighbor.
Exactly.
But why is all this such a big deal in medium-density housing specifically?
We see the way we build in New Zealand is heavily influenced by our earthquake-prone environment.
Oh, right.
We can't just rely on sturdy brick walls like they do in other parts of the world.
Yeah, makes sense. If you've ever felt a decent earthquake here, you know why brick isn't our favorite.
Exactly.
So what do we use then if we can't use brick?
The most common approach is something called a twin wall system.
Twin wall.
It's essentially two separate frames with a special barrier sandwiched between them.
So like two thin walls working together to make a stronger barrier.
Exactly.
Okay, and what's in this magical barrier?
Well, that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
It could be anything from specialized plasterboard with varying densities to poured concrete.
Really?
Each option has its own pros and cons in terms of soundproofing and costs.
Okay, so there are choices to be made.
Lots of choices.
This is a lot more complicated than I thought.
It really is.
So the article from Build Magazine that we have, they mentioned avoiding something called penetrations in these walls.
Yes.
What is that?
So every hole poked in that wall, whether it's for wiring, plumbing, even hanging a picture, can compromise both its soundproofing and fire resistance.
That's really... So just putting up a shelf could mess up the whole wall.
Well, potentially, yes. You really want to think carefully about putting any holes in these walls.
Right. So no drilling through to run those extra power outlets.
Unless you really, really need to.
Yeah.
Because in a standalone house, it's your rules.
Uh-huh.
But in an apartment or townhouse, you're dealing with shared responsibility and a whole lot of building codes and legal things to consider.
Got it. So no drilling willy-nilly through shared walls.
Right.
Okay. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, or I guess the noisy neighbor in the next unit.
Uh-huh.
How do we actually measure how good these walls are at blocking sound?
That's where the STC rating, or sound transmission class, comes in.
STC rating.
Yeah, think of it like sunglasses.
Okay.
A higher STC rating is like having darker sunglasses that block out more noise.
So if I want a quiet apartment, I want a high STC rating.
Exactly. The higher the rating, the better the wall is at stopping sound from traveling through.
Okay, that makes sense. And what's considered good?
Well, according to our building code, the minimum STC rating for an intertenancy wall is 55.
55.
However, to be honest, that's a pretty low bar, especially if you're living next to someone who loves loud music or parties.
Right. So aiming higher than 55 is probably a good idea.
I would say so, yes.
Okay. And speaking of higher standards, one of our sources today features a company doing some really interesting things with concrete when it comes to ITWs.
Yes.
StackCell, right?
That's right. StackCell structures are tackling a major challenge head on,
Which is?
the high cost of concrete construction.
Right, because concrete's usually expensive.
It is, but they've developed a system that makes building concrete ITWs just as affordable as traditional timber framing.
Wait, concrete as affordable as timber?
You heard that right. It's a game changer.
That's huge, because I know concrete can be pricey.
Oh, yeah. Traditionally, it has been, but they've cracked the code.
How?
Their secret weapon is a unique construction method using special molds for pouring concrete.
Oh, okay.
And this eliminates the need for expensive and time-consuming formwork, which drastically reduces costs.
So they found a way to make pouring concrete faster and cheaper.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And what does this mean for someone who's actually living in a unit with a stack cell wall?
Well, besides the affordability factor, concrete offers some significant advantages.
Like,
For starters, it's fantastic at blocking sound.
that's good.
And let's not forget its superior fire resistance and impressive durability. We're talking about a wall built to last.
So StackCell is offering quiet, safe, andy, affordable.
The trifecta.
That's amazing. And this isn't just theoretical, right?
Nope, not at all.
Are there actual buildings using this technology?
Absolutely. In fact, over 750 apartments in Auckland have already been built using StackCell's innovative system.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, and the acoustic reports are impressive. They're consistently achieving STC ratings well above the building code minimum.
Really? So they're not just meeting the bare minimum, they're exceeding it.
Consistently.
That's great to hear, but I am curious about something.
Yeah.
The acoustic report I was looking at mentioned a range of STC results from their on-site testing.
Right.
Why would the results vary like that?
Well, you've hit on a critical point. Remember how we talked about the importance of those junction details?
You mean where the wall meets the floor and ceiling?
Exactly. Well, those tiny details can make a big difference in preventing sound from sneaking around the wall.
So it's like, even if the wall itself is great, if those junctions aren't done right, the sound can still get through.
You got those junctions are like weak points in a fortress.
Right.
Even if the wall itself is strong, those little gaps can let the noise sneak through.
So it's a good reminder that even with amazing technology like StackCell, the little details still really matter.
Absolutely.
But it is reassuring that even with those variations, StackCell's system still consistently exceeded those minimum requirements.
Oh, for sure. They're setting a new standard for ITW construction in New Zealand.
Wow, we've covered so much already.
And we have.
I feel like I'm looking at walls in a whole new light.
And that's the goal.
And we haven't even gotten into all the challenges that builders face when actually constructing these walls.
There's a lot more to discuss.
So much more to uncover.
Definitely.
But first,
Yes.
we need to take a quick breather.
Okay.
We'll be back soon to explore some of those construction challenges, so stay tuned.
All right, see you soon.
Okay, welcome back, everyone.
So before the break, we were just getting into StackCell and their concrete wizardry.
Right, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff, but
Yeah.
I kind of want to zoom out a bit now.
Okay.
Look at the bigger picture. You know,
Sure.
what are builders in general up against when it comes to these inner-tenancy walls?
Well, it's a balancing act, you know?
Yeah.
We talked about how New Zealand's earthquake risk really dictates what materials we can and can't use.
Right. No brick. Yeah.
Exactly. It's timber or lightweight materials all the way.
But I imagine even then there's got to be headaches involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh.
Well, one of the biggest challenges is that acoustic separation. We're aiming for those high STC ratings.
To keep things quiet.
Right. And that requires a lot of attention to detail.
So it's not just like putting up some framing and slapping on some plasterboard.
No. It's much more than
You
that.
need a real pro.
You need expertise. Everything from the materials you use to how the frames are put together, even the insulation.
Yeah.
It all plays a part.
So many factors to consider.
There are. And that's why it's so important to have skilled builders and tradespeople who understand ITW construction.
Yeah.
Because a small oversight can make a big difference in the final product.
Right. Little things matter. They really do. And speaking of oversights, that article we have from Build Magazine, they make a big deal about avoiding penetrations.
Oh, yeah, the holes.
Right? What happens if you ignore that advice?
Well, I'm guessing it's not good.
Not ideal. No.
So let's say you've built this awesome soundproof wall, and then you decide, oh, I need some wiring or plumbing, so you poke some holes.
Right, each hole is a potential weak spot where sound can leak through.
So it's like having this amazing sound system, but with a blown speaker.
Perfect analogy. It compromises the performance of the whole thing.
Right, so those penetrations got to be kept to an absolute
As much
minimum.
as possible, yes.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of that continuous barrier. But let's shift gears for a second and talk about the legal stuff.
Sure.
I'm still thinking about that cake analogy.
It's a shared frosting.
Yeah, exactly. Where does my slice end and my neighbor's begin?
Well, in New Zealand, there's not always a clear answer to that.
And that can cause problems, right?
Absolutely, the lack of clarity around the legal boundary within an ITW,
It can lead to disputes.
especially when it comes to things like maintenance and repairs.
Yeah, if it's not clear who's responsible for what section of the wall.
Things can get messy.
So that's why the article suggested treating the whole wall assembly as one legal entity.
Exactly, a shared responsibility.
Right, like, hey, neighbor, we're in this together. Let's keep this wall in good shape.
It's all about cooperation,
Right, and avoiding conflict down the line.
which is super important in medium density housing where everyone's living so close together.
This is making me think that people really need to do their homework before buying an apartment or townhouse.
You're absolutely right.
What questions should they be asking about these ITWs?
Great question.
Because we've talked about all the technical and legal stuff, but what does it all mean for the average person looking for a place to live?
Right. What red flags should they be watching out for?
What advice would you give them?
Well, I'm happy to share some tips.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into the fascinating world of intertenancy walls.
We've gone from the basics, what is an ITW, all the way to like
Yeah, the complex stuff.
the really complex stuff, the construction, the acoustics, even like legal issues.
Yeah, it's crazy how something as simple as a wall can be so complicated.
Right.
You know?
It's a good reminder that like good design and construction is often invisible.
You don't think about it until something goes wrong.
Exactly. When an ITW is well executed, you barely even know it's there.
Yeah, but
But
it's.
when things go wrong, it can really impact your
Oh,
life.
yeah, for sure. Your home, your relationship with your neighbors.
Big time.
Well, speaking of things going right, let's talk about StackCell again.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
The company we talked about earlier that's doing those really cool things with concrete.
Yeah.
We talked about the benefits, but what really makes them stand out?
So they've basically overcome this huge hurdle in concrete construction,
Which is a cost.
right? Concrete's traditionally been so expensive.
Yeah, it has. But
Yeah.
their method, using those molds for pouring the concrete, it cuts out all that expensive formwork, and that saves a lot of money.
A ton of money, which makes concrete a much more viable option,
Even compared to timber.
especially compared to timber.
Wow. So they've basically made concrete, which is known for being durable and great at blocking sound, just as affordable as timber framing.
Pretty much.
That's a game changer, especially with medium density housing on the rise.
Huge implications.
Right, because everyone wants affordable housing.
Absolutely, but they don't want to sacrifice quality.
Exactly. So let's talk about what all this means for the average person.
Okay.
For our listener out there who might be looking for an apartment or a townhouse.
Right. What should they be on a lookout for?
Exactly what questions should they be asking?
So first off, don't be shy about asking how the ITWs are constructed.
Okay, like what materials they used.
Yeah, are they twin walls? What's the barrier made of all that stuff?
And that'll give them an idea of how well the wall will perform.
Exactly, in terms of sound and fire
Right,
resistance.
so it's all about being informed.
Knowledge is power.
Right, exactly. And what else should they ask?
Definitely ask about the STC rating.
Higher's better.
The higher the better, yes, because nobody wants to hear their neighbor's every move.
Definitely not.
And one more thing, ask about those junction details.
Where the walls meet the floor and ceiling. Because
Exactly.
we talked about how important those are.
Even a tiny gap can let sound through.
Yeah, those flanking paths are sneaky.
So yeah, ask how they've dealt with those junctions.
So basically, just be curious, ask lots of questions.
Yeah, the more you know, the better.
Right, because you're the one who's going to be living there.
Exactly. You want to make sure it's a good fit.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
We've gone deep.
Deep into the world of intertenancy walls.
Hopefully, our listeners have a newfound appreciation for these walls.
They might be silent, but they're so important.
More than meets the eye.
So next time you're apartment hunting or even just walking down the street,
Take a moment to think about those walls.
the silent guardians of our homes.
Keeping us safe, sound, and legally sound.
Exactly. And if you want to learn even more, be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the articles and resources we talked about today.
There's a lot more to explore.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep on learning.